Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from deep underground in a remote location in Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We've got some amazing things happening here. Originally, I was going to broadcast live from the Orbs and Beings of Light Conference in Palm Springs. And that's why I didn't schedule a guest for this weekend, because I figured I'd have about seven or eight guests there, you know, interviewing a lot of the different speakers. But at the last minute, it was canceled due to the fires in California. So, you know, it's a pretty interesting situation going down there. It seems to be, I have a lot of relatives down there, and they've been calling me up and giving me, sending me photos and giving me updates, but... Boy, what a firestorm. It's, you know, quite a while ago, we sent out a thing called the Kazekiel Properties, and I'm trying to find it. I lost my computer, and I lost everything on it, and it was on that computer. But actually, it's in the books as well. But they gave a very extensive prophecy, and they talked about the days to come and how there would be incredible fires, you know, fueled by great winds and a lot of the problems that we're going to be experiencing because of the erratic weather. Because it seems like the weather is just all over the place. I mean, one minute it's a drought and everything's dry in a bone. The next minute it's raining cats and dogs and everything's growing like crazy. So we're going back and forth from no fuel to excessive fuel for these fire seasons and you know, hot, dry winds, and it doesn't take much to kick that off. Personally, I also believe this fire had a lot of help to keep going. It's probably still getting help. But there seems to be a certain group. You know, I hate to get into all the conspiracy stuff, but on Coast to Coast tonight, actually, they're going to have Alex Jones, who's going to deliver the elite's plan to make about 80% of us go away. So, you know, if they could use a natural disaster, I guess it's in their favor. That way they can hide behind that and not have to use the chemtrails and the wars and all the other things they've been planning to make us go away. On the good news, too, is that Denis Kucinich is stepping up to the plate again, and he's putting the impeachment program back on the table. So impeachment is going back on the table, and it's very important that all of us start writing our congressmen, senators, all the people, and just say, hey, get behind this. We don't want to do World War III. This is crazy. We don't want any more false flag operations. This has just gone totally berserk. So, you know, unless you came down here to enjoy the fruits of World War III, and I think losing a trade center is nothing to having nukes flying overhead and hitting any major city. So anyway, at what point do we say enough is enough, and we really don't have the right to, you know, to do what we're doing to this planet. It's pure insanity. I want to get into a little bit of rant. We're going to have Collins, too, today. But I had an interesting conversation with a certain individual. We won't mention his name, but he's definitely a neocon and totally supports the present administration. And considered himself a you know, Bible-carrying Christian. And, you know, I asked him point blank, I said, well, okay, do you support the present administration? He said, yes, I do. You know, and he said, so do you believe we're doing the right thing, the Christian thing? He said, yes, we are. You know, and I said, really? And I said, so maybe you can explain to me how deception, torture, windfall profiteering, you know, war profiteering, you know, all of these things, you know, genocide. I think the Red Cross figures are somewhere around 650,000 innocent civilians dead. According to the European figures, it's 1.2 million dead. So, you know, you put all this together and you're saying, you know, wait a second, this is not really Christ-like. I said, how do you fit that within yourself being a Christian and totally support this regime? And, you know, they go off on some tirade trying to undo some of the figures and the numbers. They'll fight like one figure or one, or they'll go back to one little tiny thing and just hook on it, but they won't ever answer your question. And so I brought them back again. I said, okay, wait a second. Now, you know, maybe you explain to me. You know, we've got We've got mass genocide here. We've got torture. We've got deception. We've got windfall, war profiteering. We have all these things going on, and maybe you can explain to me how that fits the path of Jesus. I mean, how that fits within being a good Christian. And, you know, they still go on, and it's amazing the denial and the total, it's almost psychotic. And they're grasping at straws, and I think, you know, according to some people, we're the approval ratings are down into the single digits or teens, you know, and I know they're in the teens with Congress, and I think though even those polls are rigged, if you ask me. But we have to ask ourselves, when you're down in the teens, your presidential campaign is a total failure, and it's time to just step down. So basically, that the vast majority of the people are done with this. You know, God is done with it. Nature is done with it. All of us are done with this. And we want to take a new direction. And it's time that I think, you know, the Congress and all those others involved just step up the plate and say enough's enough. That's my own personal opinion. But, you know, people go, ooh, tarot card, you know, they're going to come and blow up another building. You know, we've got to destroy them all. But the problem is, you know, we are pushing down the barrel of World War III. So I think them blowing up one building is a lot less of a problem than wholesale nuclear exchange. I mean, with Russia and China and this nonsense with Iraq and everything else. So basically the bottom line is I think we all need to step up the plate, even in the Muslim countries as well. A lot of the ministers are stepping forward and saying, look, we want to make peace. We want to find the similarities. We all came from the same place. We worship the same God. You know, you call it this, we call it that, but, you know, there's only one God, and we all came from that source, and we're all returning to that source. So a lot of people are stepping up to the plate right now and saying enough's enough, and hopefully this movement will continue. Now, I talked further about last show about, I'm not sure what I covered in the last show, actually, but we've been getting a lot of information about this feminine God, and now this information is coming through all the Native American elders. It's coming through Tibetans. It's coming through all these different indigenous people, and they're saying that they're looking more at a feminine God, this energy that's moving through, trying to balance out this patriarchal craziness, this total ego-centered againstness program we have going. And, you know, when you do honor the feminine God, you see the feminine God is the mother or birther of all things, all creation, and we're all family. And, I mean, how bad can that be? Come on, you know. You know, people go, oh, I've got to hold my wrathful, jealous God image, you know, the little old man in the ethers with the lightning bolt. We've got to keep that image because that's how we control the masses through fear, and we've got to be the go-between. Well, that gigs up, you know, that's coming to a close because, you know, we have to ask ourselves, did God have a mother? I'm sure God did. So when you have an image of a man or a being or whatever, that being was born out of something else. So you have division and polarity. I would rather have the opinion of God being omnipresent, you know, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverses. And it's within you, it's within me, it's within all creation. And I think it's time we start holding on to a little more unlimited image of God, one that doesn't divide and separate and create all these insane wars that we're fighting, which are really because one king or leader wants what another king or leader has. That's what it's all about. These are all wars of profit. That is the bottom line. So, you know, there's so many things people go, well, I got to drive my SUV. Well, why don't you convert it to hydrogen, you know, run it on water? You know, it is possible. The technology is out there right now. And it's trying to come forward, much to the chagrin of some of these very oily characters that have been screwing up the planet lately. But to make a long story short, we have had, you know, hydrogen technology splitting water and burning water. We've had fuelless energy technologies, countergravity, anti-gravity. We've had all of this, and especially our black projects have all of this technology. And, you know, it's time that we release this and gear this technology towards the restoration of the planet and cleaning up this mess. The only people resisting this right now are the same people making the mess, and they're profiting at the expense of humanity and the Earth. A lot of people call them the gray men. We've been definitely hijacked by these men, and they are the international bankers, the war profiteers, and, you know, the disease profiteers. All of these guys do not have your highest and best good in heart. Basically, they have profit in heart, and however they can enslave the masses and make money at your expense, that's exactly what they're going to be doing. That's their program. And it's time people wake up and smell the coffee. So anyway, so far that's my little rant for this evening. I felt like I needed to get that out after dealing with some of these nutcases, you know, that I seem to deal with. You know, they say, how do you call yourself a Christian? Well, I don't. I don't call myself a Christian. I don't call myself any religion. But I see myself as all religions. But, you know, I can go anywhere. I can sit in a Native American lodge. You know, I can do the sweats, you know, the ceremonies. I can go sit with the lamas and the yogis and go through their program. You know, I can go anywhere because I don't divide myself. I see God in everyone and everything. And I think each faith or each religion has the golden threads running through it, and they have their own path, their own way, and always lead to the same source. So people go, that's, how do you call yourself a Christian? Well, we'll just nip that in the bud. I don't really call myself a Christian or a Buddhist or an atheist or a scientist. I don't call myself anything. Matter of fact, I call myself nobody, because nobody needs defending. You know, it's the way to go. But anyway, it's a very powerful position, by the way, because out of the nothing comes everything. So it's good being a nobody. And when you're nobody, you learn to listen. And speaking of listening, if anybody wants to call in and share some of this, some of their opinions on this. Also, too, being that we are very close to Halloween, if anybody wants to call in and talk about any paranormal or ghost stories or UFO stories or anything of that nature, I can go ahead and give you the number right now. If you've got your pins ready, it's 877-876-5227. Again, if you want to call in, that's 877-876-5227. I was listening earlier to Art Bell's Coming Back to Coast to Coast, which I think is awesome. I think he does great interviews. But he was interviewing the people that actually shot a couple Bigfoot and trying to get them to reveal the location. And you know, saying that, you know, he'll do his best to protect them or whatever. Personally, I think it's probably one of the most unconscious things you can do is to shoot another being like that. I mean, these beings are extremely advanced beings. They just advance through nature. You know, they're not animals. They're not dumb apes. They're very evolved entities. And having my own personal experience with them, I know from experience, not just from some other reality, but or some other book or whatever. But anyway, being as it may, you know, being these guys did shoot a male and a female and buried them and know where they are, I'm really hoping that they find these bodies, they dig up the bodies, acknowledge that these entities are real, and then pass laws as they have in Washington, I think in Oregon as well, is that you know, if you shoot a Bigfoot in this area, you go to jail. I mean, you go to jail for murder. So that those laws are on the books. So people need to really think about that before thinking you can go bag a Bigfoot. Fortunately, for the guy that shot the two Bigfoots, I don't believe those laws are on record there. I think, I can't remember if it was in Iowa or somewhere else. But anyway, you know, hopefully we can get some kind of oh, God, you know, at least an endangered species program for this being, you know, and start treating them as a different nation. Hey, maybe give them a seat in the United Nations, you know, give them a voice. That would really mess things up. You know, they don't have a seat. The Native Americans don't have a seat in the United Nations. Isn't that interesting? I mean, all these countries have a seat, You know, unless something's changed recently, and I don't keep up on the latest stuff, but, you know, the Red Nation does not have a seat in the United Nations. So what's up with that? You know, it's a little strange to me. You know, why they wouldn't have a say. Looks like we have a caller. Are you on?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. It's Marcia. I called you a couple weeks ago about all the orbs I was getting.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Boy, we got some strange interference. You must have orbs flying through the phone right now.
I'm not quite sure. I'm out here with the orbs, so hopefully it'll clear up.
Oh, good. Are you getting a lot more pictures of the orbs?
Well, last night I finally really sat down, and I just kind of meditated and tuned in, and I took a picture, and there was an orb that was huge. It was the closest I've ever seen, and then the whole photo was just all light, like there was an orb right in front of me, and there was an orb, like, all over me.
Was it golden-colored?
No, just light. I mean, that's what my camera picked up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was just curious. The now, as far as huge, what would you say, how many feet in diameter would you say this is?
From where I was sitting, it was about a foot and a half in diameter, and it was all the other orbs that I've been getting were much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they look like they're out about 10 feet or 20 feet.
Yeah.
And this one was right, it seemed like it was right up against me. And then there was another bigger one that was even closer, like maybe an inch away from me or something.
Is that the one that whited out the camera?
Yeah, it was all white, the whole.
Well, it sounds like you're being contacted by these ultra-dimensional beings, you know, or some, you know, a lot of people have different names for these ultra-dimensionals. You know, some call them Christed Masters or Angels or extremely advanced ETs. And, you know, you can actually blow up some of these orbs and look at them, and you can see faces in them and kind of distinguish. We've learned to distinguish who's who in the orb field, you might say.
I was wondering about that because I've got this old Olympus, and when I blow it up closer, I get lots of colors, but I haven't found any faces there. Mm. And I've kind of meditated. I just stay really open and I listen, and I'm actually getting some wisdom, some pretty basic wisdom.
So they're transferring some higher consciousness and energy to you while you're sitting and invoking and asking them to come in.
Yeah, it feels like that. It feels like last night when I just stayed open, I got some pretty cool stuff just about the mind and
mm-hmm.
and the heart, and it was pretty sweet. I was wondering, there's these orbs that are kind of shaped differently.
Mm-hmm.
They're not full spheres. They look almost like an egg that's been cut in half. It's like a... Do you know about orbs that are a different shape?
You know, I've seen a lot of them kind of phasing out, and you'll see like half of one or a piece of one missing. And I've heard people say, oh, those are the orb wars. You know, they're having battles and eating each other, but I don't believe that's the case. I think they're just kind of phasing in and out.
Okay.
They're non-physical entities, and they're phasing into our reality, you know, or into the infrared range, and sometimes ultraviolet if we have the right equipment. But yeah, they're just kind of in the process of phasing in and out, and also too, Michal Ledwith, I work with him occasionally. We share a lot of things, and he's been an excellent speaker on the subject. He talks a lot about these torsion fields or vortexes that are created, and when they're coming in and out of the vortex, a lot of times they start looking elongated and warped, and sometimes they're missing a piece of them, you might say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's so amazing. I mean, I'm pretty new at this, and so I'm really listening to you and reaching out to find out what this is about, because I'm getting 50 or 60 orbs
mm-hmm.
coming, and it seems like the numbers are growing.
Well, that's because you have really sweet energy, and that's what they're attracted to. especially the divine feminine energy in children. They love feminine energy, and people that are kind of a spiritual feminine energy in children. And the more playful you can get, the more they come. It's interesting.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
animals, too. They seem to be very attracted to some animal.
So I don't want to take up much time, but I do have a ghost story.
Oh, great. You know, I wanted to tell you something. So before I forget, and I do want to hear your ghost story, is there's Hope and Randy Mead just put out an incredible video on orbs. And I'm going to be getting that real soon. Actually, I'm in it. Michal Ledwith's in it. I don't want to say this. Hans something. I can't. Clover or something. I'm saying his name's wrong, but he's a physicist. But I think Jay-Z Knight is in there. All of these people are in there talking about orbs. And it's an incredible video with just phenomenal footage in it. And it explains a lot of the different, you know, types and how you can know for sure this isn't dust or water spots. Or I think Joan Ocean is in there, too, and they show orbs underwater. So
that
eliminates the dust and the water spot, you know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's coming out. I should have it up on my website this weekend.
Oh, good. So it's on your website.
And they were going to premiere it this weekend at the Orbs and Beings of Light Conference in Palm Springs, but due to the fires, they canceled it. So it got off the world premiere screening or whatever, got off to a slow start here. It got canceled, and hopefully they'll get it going again. But we should have it up on my website by this weekend, hopefully. That's what the plan is, and we'll be able to distribute them through the website.
That's great. That's really good to know. I'll definitely order one because I'm starting. I mean, I am also meditating and I'm opening because it's like, what is this? It's,
yeah. Now, it's really important, too, speaking of ghosts, to learn how to heal any unseen negative influences, because the more you can create a sacred space, you know, the more the higher beings and the orbs and will come in. And also, too, it keeps you free of any unseen negative influences as well.
Great. Yeah, I've seen that on your website. It's actually been quite helpful. I've actually had headaches for about a year, and when I did what you recommended on your website, my headache went away.
Oh, great.
So
it is amazing. A lot of people are getting headaches because they have connections to discordant energies that are not sympathetic, you might say, with their energy. So it actually gives you a headache to connect with these other frequencies.
It's a mystery. But I've tried everything for this headache, and I did that, and it disappeared.
I know. It's amazing how simple it is sometimes. If you know the problem, you can take care of it.
And I think it was a friend, actually. It was a boyfriend I had that passed away from cancer, and I think that, I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like it really wasn't that he was malevolent or anything, but that there was some sort of energy exchange or connection that...
You know, what it usually is that a lot of times when people die and there's a lot of suffering or pain or, you know, a lot of drugs involved, which a lot of times they do use quite a lot of drugs to suppress that or you know, keep
right.
the pain away, that energy is still in their field. And so even though they're hanging around, they may not have dropped all of that yet. And so when you do this clearing work, it just blasts them through there and sends them up to a higher level.
Oh, good. Okay.
And then it keeps that away. And people don't realize, you know, these people that cross over, they still have a mental and emotional body. They just don't have a physical body. And so when you think of them, you can actually pick up that energy, and it can become pretty, you know, harmful, even to the point where you can even manifest some of the problems that they couldn't clear on the next level.
Okay, that makes sense. It makes sense because I feel like I could hear him talk to me almost. I mean, not vocally, but...
Yeah, tell him to get a harp. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I wouldn't want to float around on a harp on a cloud. You know, that to me is pretty damn boring.
Well, there's a kind of a ghost story with him when he was in the hospital and he was about to die. I mean, that's what he said, and it was his final day. And I was sitting with him, and I felt his mother come to me, who had passed away 10 years prior. And she said, I want you to tell Bill that I love him, and I'll be there when he passes over. And I said, I'm not going to tell this man on his deathbed that his mom connected with me. I just said, I'm not going to do that. And I said, I'm too skeptical. And I said, you really have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're his mom contacting me. And she said, well, okay. And she said, ask my daughters what my favorite color was when I was alive. And then my whole vision got filled with this bright chartreuse. And I didn't really think anything about it. I kind of just, you know, went about my way. And a couple of days later, I was talking to one of Bill's sisters, and I said, by the way, what was your mom's favorite color? And they go, oh, she used to always wear these bright chartreuse outfits. So
yeah.
After I got that confirmation, then I went to Bill, and I said, your mom says hi, and she loves you, and she'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was completely open. He just said, thank you so much.
I had some experiences similar to that. I probably shouldn't even talk about it, but I had my grandfather appear to me and, dressed a certain way and actually had cancer really bad. He had cancer throughout his jaw and going into his brain and everything. It was a real mess. And he just decided to end it, you know, because he just didn't want to lay around as a veg. And I saw the event happen, and I saw him take his own life and everything. And I described down to details, you know, even what the gun looked like and everything else. And nobody knew about this. The only people knew about it was my grandmother and my dad, and that was it. Because, they didn't want to... the people respected him so much and everybody loved him, they just didn't want it to go down, you know, as a suicide. But it really wasn't a suicide. It was the cancer that killed him. He just, you know, cut it short a little bit. But it's amazing that when you get detailed information like that, like you're with the chartreuse and you have to start asking yourself, okay, what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Did you have any other ghost stories for us?
Well, I do. I mean, I've got several, but one, I had a chiropractor that I loved, and I found out that he had died in a car accident, and I was so upset. I actually went to his office anyway, and there was an acupuncturist that was there, kind of taking his office after he'd passed just to help get the rent paid and everything. And so I said, sure, I'll get an appointment with the acupuncture, and because I just wanted to be in his office. He was just quite an amazing healer. And so I'm in the room, and this acupuncturist is starting to work on me, and I looked up at the ceiling, and I thought to myself, Dr. Richard Kimball's here. He's here. I felt him. And as soon as I had that thought, the acupuncturist said, oh, my God, Richard's here. So there were two of us. And I said, oh, yeah, I know. And he says, what? What, you know? I said, yeah, I just felt him come in. And he was pretty upset because he said, well, Richard has just asked me to do a chiropractic adjustment on you. And I said, that's okay. That's fine. I would love it. And he says, no, you don't understand. I don't know chiropractic. I'm an acupuncturist. I'm an Oriental doctor. I don't know chiropractic. And I said, no, that's okay. I trust it. And so it took him a while to get the courage, but he just allowed, I know this sounds weird, but he just allowed Richard to show him, and he gave me a very gentle chiropractic adjustment that was exactly what I had received from the doctor who had already passed away.
Yeah, it doesn't sound weird to me at all, believe me. There's not too many things that are weird to me anymore. It's after all I've experienced, I just observe things now and just say, oh, this is interesting. I wonder what's next. definitely know that's definitely possible. And, I had a guy working on me once that did, shiatsu. And, this this guy, while he's working on me, I'm laying on the table, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's this guy standing right next to him on the other side of the table. And the guy's wearing like hardly anything, you know, like a little thing around his waist, you know, and he had a little bucket and a pail of water, and he was washing his hands. And he was working on me right along with the other guy. And I told him about it, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, I see him every once in a while." And I said, "You got this help on the other side." And I said, "No wonder you're having such a good healing rate, because you've got, you know, this other healer working right alongside you, you know, on the next level." And it was really interesting. And, you know, I wasn't looking for anything. I had no preconceived ideas, you know, of who this guy was. But he almost seemed like some kind of an indigenous person.
Yeah.
But nothing I've seen before. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know where he came from.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, but I remember at the time I actually got his name and got some information on it, but it was so long ago I don't remember it.
Oh.
But what's your gut feeling concerning? I can tell definitely you have a gift, you know, a sensitivity, and I mean, what's your gut feeling about the future? You might say, what's getting ready to come down? You know, I don't expect to hold you to any of these prophecies or anything else, but what's your, you know, your innermost feeling?
Well, it's kind of amazing because I'm sitting out on this deck where the orb came to me. And one of the things that's really interesting with all the spiritual work that's happening in the world, there's something that's telling me that spirit and matter have the same value. And there's a way of connecting with spirit, but also the way that we love our lives, the way that we love our families, the way that we love this earth, the way that we're interested in politics. There's something here that is so precious that it's not separate from the spiritual. It's not separate at all. There's like transcendent. There's nothing transcendent. It's all this precious, deep. It's so inclusive. And it's so funny because it's like following, when people say follow your bliss or whatever opens your heart, but there's something that I'm feeling right now on the deck, that I'm just feeling this deep here in form, deep here in the body on this wooden deck, and the preciousness and the miracle, the miracle of it, and that how it's all going to play out. And how we're going to be drawn organically to whoever it is that we need. Our hearts are just, I don't know, it's really amazing that you ask, because I feel like right now it's just, I'm feeling this amazing sacredness with every action that we take, including curling up and hiding in the bed or feeling angry. I feel this inclusiveness, and that there's this connection where we're starting to feel this connection of everything, and the power of the human being with the power of spirit, it's all the same. I don't know, does that...
No, it does. It's kind of, with me, is like I'm watching, you know, the illusion, I'm watching the just the craziness going on there, you know, with the war industry and with the leadership,
yeah,
and everything else. And there's a part of me going, you know, watch, you know, there's a bigger plan that's going to unfold. And I'm hearing real clearly that the original plan for the earth was to be Eden, and to allow us to evolve and become our highest expression here and live in harmony with each other and the planet. And that original intent is coming back, and it's affecting the people that are sensitive, like you and I, and there's other listeners out there as well, but it's affecting us in ways that we're hearing the message first. I mean, we're getting a very clear message about this. And it seems like these other numbskulls are just not getting it. You know, they might try to play out their program and take it as far as they can, but I'm just getting a really clear message that both nature and spirit, whatever you want to give it a name, is just done with the againstness, you know, with the war, with the destruction of the environment, and we're going to be moving on a fast track back to the original intent.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Earth changes, that's what they're meant to be, is to bring us back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I get, too. I don't see the Earth changes as a bad thing, and as a matter of fact, I see it's probably the only thing that is going to be strong enough to stop some of the other plans that are already laid out. And so,
I think so, too, because it is... I mean, that and love. I mean, it sounds...
Yeah, I think it's done out of love. You know, I don't think...
Yeah.
I don't think Mother Earth hates us, you know, but I don't think... There's a saying up here on the mountain that they said, you know, the mountain won't kill you, but it'll let you die, you know.
Yeah.
And if you go up there and you're stupid and you're not paying attention and you're not prepared, you can die. And it's that simple. If you're not attuned to nature and you're not feeling what's coming or what's up, I mean, you can feel when a big snowstorm is coming or you can, you know, your higher self will say, hey, you know, it's time to get out of here. But if you don't pay attention and you're not listening, you know, you could end up, you know, as fertilizer. And that's what I'm saying. And you know, nature knows that we are eternal souls, you know, and that our body just disassembles from a complex organism back to a less complex organism. So nothing really dies. It just, you know, transforms.
Well, I think that brings me back to what I was feeling when I first spoke, and it was like, it was really quite by accident that I even found you, and that I feel like I have this trust that Mother Nature, which I am a part out of, that it's spontaneous. Like people who have not paid attention, it's actually just, I just feel like it's this organic process that people are going to start blooming like flowers because we're not separate from nature. And if we're not paying attention, it's just what it looks like right now. We're kind of struggling inside of the cocoon, wriggling about, wondering what we are and why we're spinning this crazy web around ourselves. And that it's a natural process that we'll start to wake up and we'll start to pay attention. And we'll start to really be drawn to those that feel true to us, like you and your work feels really true to me, and it's helping me focus with all the crazy information out there. I'm being drawn to your work because I trust it, and so I trust that everyone will find that this will start to happen organically. People will be drawn to what's true for them, and the cocoons will start to develop, and then, of course, the transformation, but that it's a natural process. Which includes you being on the radio and knocking on our cocoons and saying, okay, it's time to wake up.
Yeah. I came to shake the cocoons and kick them when it's necessary. But it is. I'm definitely feeling this movement, this higher consciousness and energy, whatever you want to call it, that's moving through the unified field. And it's just... It's wrapping on everybody's cocoon right now, saying it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. And also, too, you know, as you were saying, that, you know, the Earth gave us this body. She didn't give us this physical body so that we could destroy her. You know, it doesn't make sense, you know. It's like, would you kill your mother, you know, in this life? I don't think so, you know, unless you're really demented. But, just as any healthy mother is very loving and nurturing and cares for her children, and so goes the Mother Earth. And for us to constantly, you know, poison her and rape her and pillage on her and everything else is pretty insane. It's not very enlightened.
Yeah, a little lost.
Yeah, I love I said this before. I had a teacher I work with, and I also had a massage therapist too. And one of the teachers said, you know, common sense is God sense.
Mm.
And the massage therapist, she said, you know, she said spiritual people are of no earthly good. And I thought about it, and you know, I think spiritual people are definitely of earthly good, because if you are spiritual, you love nature and you see the oneness of nature. But some of the religions, I think, are a little off base, you might say. You know, they've separated themselves. And,
yeah, they're so far from home, they forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. They've separated themselves from humanity and nature, and from the ideals that every master laid down in every, you know, religion, including Jesus. They totally separated themselves from the basic
yeah.
ideals. And we need to get back to basics. You know, it's like, you know, when they said thou shalt not kill, I didn't see any addendum, you know, that said if you're black or if you're Muslim or if you're red or white or whatever, you know, there aren't any other addendums in there that I know of.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it's we have to get back to basics, and just, I think in the heart of everyone, you know, is written the universal principles and understandings that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. We don't need someone to tell us, you know, what that is. We need to go in and make our own personal connection with spirit or God and creator, whatever you want to call it,
yes.
And get in touch with our own divine essence.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have any more stories for us? We don't have any other callers, so it's been an awesome conversation on the radio. And
I do. I have another ghost story.
Love to hear it.
Okay. A dear friend of mine, he was 75, and he passed away, and I went down to help settle his estate. So I was in his house with his son, and we were in the living room and reminiscing. And so I went to the back, went to the bathroom, and Fred, who had passed away 3 days prior, started to talk to me. And he always thought he was going to go to hell. So the first thing, I mean, I thought I was daydreaming. He's, Marcia, I didn't go to hell. And he said, it's, you know, you're not going to go to hell. Don't worry. And he started talking to me, and I thought, oh, Fred, I miss you. And he said, don't worry. He says, just relax. Just enjoy your life. He says, just enjoy your life. He says, don't worry. I'm fine. And so I had this sweet conversation in my head, I thought. I walked back into the living room, and his son is sitting there staring at me as wide as a ghost. And I said, what? He goes, I heard my father talking. And I looked at him, and yeah, and he goes, and you were answering him back. So that's the story.
Well, it sounds like you have quite the gift. Do you ever hear your name call? Like, you're just, like, out in the middle of nowhere, there's nobody else around, then all of a sudden you just hear your name?
Yeah, I have.
And then nothing else. I mean, you're going, what? You know what? And there's...
Yeah.
And there's nothing else there.
Yeah, I have, actually.
That's always bothered me. That's happened to me quite a bit. And there's nobody there. One of the weirdest things that happened to me was I was out planting trees in the forest. And trying to reforest the area around the sanctuary here. And I was out there just kind of really blissed out, you know, planting each tree, adding a little fertilizer to it, and doing a little blessing on the tree. And all of a sudden I hear this really shy little voice go, I love you, you know, like this. And I go, where did that, I mean, there is nobody around for miles. And I go, where did that come from? And I'm looking around and there's nothing there. And so I go, okay, you know, so I started finished planting the trees, you know, and I hear it again. And I hear thank you, and I go, I hear this thank you, like, and I go, what is this? And then I hear I love you again, and I'm going, what is this? You know, what the heck is going on here? And so, I mean, I felt really high energy, too, around it, you know, the experience. I was higher than a kite. But, and so I went home, and I went into meditation. I have my own guides that I can talk to, and I asked this being by the name of Tassamara, which is a Christed being. And I said, who was that? And he said, oh, that was a tree fairy, you know. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. And he said, she was so grateful for your work and that you're caring and trying to restore nature there. And she was expressing her gratitude. And I said, boy, I would love to see her. I would just love to see, you know, just to totally experience her and see her. And then what's interesting, we've actually gotten pictures of these. They look undeniably like fairies. They look like these little gowned beings flying through the air. And one looks like it has a little wand in its hand. And when you blow it up, it's just pure energy.
Wow. Was that on your website? I think I saw it.
Yeah, it is. It's on the website.
Yeah.
And I saw it above me, and I told actually the people that make the orb video, it was Hope Mead, I said, shoot above me. There's an energy right above me, and she shot and got it. And you couldn't see anything. Nobody else could see it. You know, I see things that I'm one of those people that go, you know, I see dead people, you know. I see things. I usually don't tell other people that I see things anymore. I've learned not to do that. But I'll say, take your camera and shoot right over there, and they do, and then they see what's on the camera, and then it blows their mind. But we actually got a photograph of this fairy, and I also had my... We did Finhorn gardening here, which is, you know, working with the nature spirit.
Yes,
And, you know, the moon cycles and all organic... all the natural cycles. But in the garden, I was sitting there, my nephews came up, and they're just little guys, you know, and they said, there's these two beans. And I said, come, you know, and they go, what are you doing? And I was showing them how to garden and everything. And then they started laughing. I go, what's so funny? And he goes, he's tickling me. And I go, who's tickling you? And this little elf was tickling him, you know. And I said, really? And I said, can you describe him? And he said, there's two of them. And in a vision, when I was meditating in the garden, I saw these two beings, and I just, you know, put it in the maybe file, you know, like okay, whatever. And they gave the exact same description of these two beings to what they're wearing, to the color. One wore green, one wore red, you know, and they had the funny little shoes, everything. And I mean, they were just, like, moving around. They were, like, they were tickling them, you know. You know, I think it's time we start listening to our kids, you know. Maybe they are seeing something that we forgot how to see.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know, I had an interesting conversation at breakfast with this woman, and she goes, I don't believe in any of this stuff. And I said, that's all right. And I just kept eating, you know. And she goes, and then she just kept at it. She goes, well, I'm a scientist, you know, and I don't believe in any of this stuff. And I just said, all right, so good for you, you know. I said, as a scientist, I have a question for you. And she goes, what? I said, do you see with your eyes or do you see with your brain? And it stumped her. And she didn't know what to say. And she goes, well, I guess you see with your brain. And I said, good answer. And I said, so you only see what you have the consciousness to see, what you have the neural net to see, you know, and it all depends on how developed your brain is, because there's something 500 billion bits of information coming through your eyes, and you're picking about 1% or maybe 10% at the most of the information coming through your eyes as to what you're going to allow to experience.
Yeah.
And so your brain is choosing what is real and what's not as real according to your perception or your reference point, you might say, or the neural net you've established. And this is, you know, science now, they're finding out this is true, and there are some people that have developed themselves spiritually, and they can see beyond this 1% reality that they're trying to tell us is real, because there's another 99% out there that we can't see, you know, that's outside of our ability to observe, you know, through the eyes.
Yeah.
Unless we've developed our clairvoyancy or our ability to see beyond the physical. But it was quite an interesting talk, you know, and I talked to her about it, and it just stumped her, you know, and she said...
And that's great.
And she goes, I don't believe in ghosts or demons or UFOs or anything. And I said, I told her, then they're not real for you. You know, I said, because, you know, you've chosen not to have that experience. But I said, you know what? I said, they believe in you. And they're very aware of you. So maybe you should be aware of them, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty funny. You know, we were laughing. I thought it was kind of a funny conversation. But, you know, it's especially a good story for Halloween. You know, people need to realize that, you know, coming into Halloween, there might be some pretty funky spirits out there. You know, guiding people to do some pretty stupid things. So maybe we need to start seeing beyond our this reality and know that there are other beings out there with mental and emotional bodies that can affect us and inspire us, you know, to go either direction.
That's, you know, it's interesting because I hadn't really thought about it till I got on your website. I actually got on your website accidentally. I woke up with a dream about my boyfriend that had passed away from cancer, and it was a dream. I woke up crying and really, really emotional, and I got up on my website, I got on the internet to check my email, and I got on your website. It was pure accident. And I got on the part that was about healing discarnate spirits and all of that. And I thought, what? How did I get here? And I just stared at it blankly. I was just in shock. Like, what am I doing here? And then I realized I had just had this dream about Bill. And so I started to read it. And I hadn't really thought about it before, about, like you just said, if you're not really aware of what's going on, there's also some mischievous beings around. And so it's one thing I wanted to ask you about is, like, I've been thinking about it more and more, and one of the things is, how do I do that? How do I protect myself? But then it's just like, well, I'm here, and you guys aren't allowed in here. I'm still a little confused about how to protect myself without getting too scared about it.
Well, it's important to realize that basically this is your life, you know, your body and your consciousness. And no one has the right to infringe on that. And knowing that helps you stand in your own self-authority, and also knowing that you have your own personal God connection to call on to take care of these problems is another, you know, big bonus on your behalf. So,
okay.
So when you understand or learn, you know, that you do have help, we all have main teachers and guides or guardian angels, whatever you want to call them. When you establish the identity of your main teacher and guide or guardian angel, and you can actually invoke them into the situation, and you do this little prayer, and it just clears your space. And you can do it for your family, for your house. I should put it on the eSETI website. I know it's on the Self-Mastery website, but it's in both books. It's in Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods, which is a very blasphemous statement. But, you know, it's funny. People go, how can you title a book Becoming God? And I said, well, how can you separate yourself from omnipresent? You know, so you're just becoming aware that everything is connected. You know, that's basically what the book is about, is understanding that omnipresent means omnipresent. You know, it doesn't mean anything else other than that.
Yes, that's beautiful.
But it is important to realize that we do need to stand in our own self-authority. We need to adhere to the basic universal principles and understandings, you know, that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, and, you know, and learn to live in harmony with each other and nature, and then you're not going to be affected by these beings. But unfortunately, the more sensitive you are and the more you open to the light, there comes a responsibility to clear what's in that greater expansion of awareness, you might say. So we do need to learn these tools and techniques so we can keep our energies, you know, clear and assist others in clearing themselves and, you know, cleaning up the entire planet.
Mm.
next week.
Well, thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
Oh, you're an awesome guest. You know, I love having people just call in that, you know, I don't know if you're famous or not, but for I know you could be. But I'm finding out that you know, most people, when you really get down and talk to them, there's so much wisdom to be shared, and even more so than a lot of famous authors or people that are, you know, breaking down the, you know, I call them God salesmen, you know. It's, you know, you got to get back to the basics and get heart-centered people in to help other people get back on track. And I think you're definitely one of the people that I'm very honored to give a voice on this radio show.
Thank you, James. It's been great. I'm, like I said, I'm out on my deck and I'm learning. I'm letting my eyes learn to see the orbs because I know they're here.
Oh yeah. Well, send me some pictures if you get them. We've got to sign off. It's been awesome talking to you. We're at the end of the hour.
Okay.
And definitely stay in touch. I'd like to see more of your pictures. And go ahead and send me an email.
Okay, sure will.
And hopefully we'll be talking again soon.
Yeah, we're going to be talking on Monday.
Okay, great.
I'll talk to you then.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Sounds great. All right, have a great evening.
You too, bye.
Well, it's time to wrap it up. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and behave yourself this Halloween. It might be a good idea to have a nice big bonfire and just get around and sing and play some drums and some music and just have a good time this Halloween and take care of your friends and family. Have a great evening. Good night.